So, again, let's see if Coach has joined us yet. Are you there, Coach?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Jim. I was just going to say I was 4-2 Duluth last night.
All right. Okay.
Late.
All right. Well, that's good news for you guys trying
good
to catch
yep.
Mankato, right?
Yep. We just, but, you know, we took care of business. That was, that's all we can do is take care of ourselves and we were able to do that today.
Yeah, I'd say, boy, obviously a much better start to this hockey game. Really, if you look at the six periods, you kind of took the first period off last night, but owned all the other five.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, they certainly had a good start the first 5 minutes. They were getting pucks deep. They were really aggressive with their F1. And our first pass wasn't very good, so I thought we struggled a little bit, but we got going for sure as that period went on. And certainly the last 12 minutes, we just started carrying the play, and obviously getting the first goal was really big. And then we just talked about adding on, and that was huge in the second period to tack two more on.
Yeah, and you got you know, some really balanced scoring. Claire Vekic got a goal. Your all three lines except your top line got the goal, and you got to like that when you get scoring up and down the line chart.
Oh, absolutely. Just really excited to see Claudia score. It's been a long time coming, so it was that was really nice. And and certainly Gray's line had a lot of quality chances, so I think we had 50 some shots, so that was certainly a good stat.
Yeah, I think 54 shots total and 24 in the third period, so you didn't let off the gas when you guys were up. And obviously one way to prevent a team coming back on you is to just keep it in their zone all the time.
Yeah, no doubt. We talk as coaches, of course. You say you got to play it like it's a 0-0 game, but you just never know. But they were focused, and we kept our shifts short, and we just rolled four lines, and certainly there was a lot of energy on the bench. They were having fun, so that was nice to see.
And the shutout for Kerrigan as well. She hasn't been able to play in as many games here this year, but she picked up the shutout here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know what? And if you look at the game, you think maybe, an easy night, but she had some big saves, particularly in that first period. 0-0. She, they have a 2-on-1. She makes a big stop, made some key saves in the second period as well. So, anytime you get a shout out in this league, that's big. So it was fun to see her get that.
All in all, a great team victory and three in a row for you guys.
Absolutely. That's three, and let's see if we can make it four next week on the road at Minnesota.
Yeah, all right. Good luck down in Minneapolis,
yeah.
Jim.
Thanks, Miss.
All right, have a good night.
You bet. Bye now.
All right, Coach Scanlon, after a victorious 4-0 defeat of St. Thomas here this afternoon, and again, three in a row for Bemidji State.